This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. What do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Oh, you know we need them.
We need those strategies. So, are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm glad. Hey, folks. Welcome. Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into this edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan.
That's right.
So let me ask this. Let me begin with this question.
Mm-hmm.
How common is it for anxiety to really prevent us from enjoying life? How common do you think that is?
I don't have the stats, but I would say if you've got anxiety, you know, it's going to block 80 to 90% of the time. Yeah.
And you know, there are people who try this and try that. They put a lot of time and energy, if you will, into calming down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, anyone who has done that is going to tell you, well, you know, there are some strategies that work pretty well. There's some strategies that work okay. And there's some strategies that maybe for some people don't work at all.
Right.
In fact, there may even be some strategies that make you more uptight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
And it depends on your personality, too, and each person, what works best.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And I want to talk a little bit about that this evening here on Strategies for Living. And specifically, what skills, if you master the skills that we talk about today, you might even end up to be the calmest person in the room.
Mm.
Yeah.
We could all use a little more calm in the world today.
I think that is.
I don't know if you've looked out lately.
Yeah, well.
It's a little rowdy.
Yeah, well, and you know, and some say that it's going to get rowdier. We'll see.
Yeah, I think that's even more important to be anchored into your calm.
So we're going to talk about some skills to help perhaps you to become the calmest person in the room. That's today on Strategies. Thank you for being with us. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage. Back in a minute. I'm not nervous about this.
Back
in a, back in a minute here to help you become the calmest person in the room. Stay with us. Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel, and Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and we're talking about some skills. If you can master these skills, you could perhaps become the calmest person in the room, calmest person in your house, calmest person in your office. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, how do we maintain our mental wellness? Well, sound physical health, thought management, and that's a long-term practice.
Absolutely.
It's
so
not
it's
a
lifelong development.
It definitely is. And I think, you know, what do we say here often on Strategies for a Living? We say, you know, perhaps the healthiest stance that any of us can take is that of curious student. And so,
yeah, to always be remaining open to finding new ways, because we ourselves are ever changing.
Right.
And therefore, what worked 3 years ago may not work anymore.
There you go.
Right?
And the world's, you know,
and
a different place.
The world is a completely different place.
Was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you know, it will be different. We don't, you know, I don't necessarily know what it's going to be, but it's going to be pretty well guarantee all of us that 3 years from now, it's going to be different again, or even 2 years from now, even 1 year from now.
Yeah. So it's almost paradoxical, right? Like when you say calm, I kind of think of a calm river.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
So the idea, maybe the wisdom of the calm river, is to flow with it, to know that it's always moving, even though it appears still. A river appears still when it's calm, right?
Yep.
Or lake, or whatever body of water we're looking at. When it's calm,
flowing.
When
yeah.
it's calm, it appears still, but it never truly is.
It never truly is.
And we too are no different, and even down to the fact that we're mostly water. Right?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So where is your focus? You know, that would be the thing that, you know, there's...
This is something so important that I think we have lost our... get out of our control is our attention and our focus.
Yeah. And you know, in this world, you may not be able to have exclusivity, right? There may be some things that you have to engage in.
Oh, sure.
That don't bring joy to your life.
Sure. We have things that we need to do in order to get to the things that bring joy to our life, right? It's part of discipline.
There you go. But if you focus on pursuits that bring joy to your life, then you know, you're heading in the right direction. What do you find yourself loving to do? Do you love to write? Do you love to draw?
Do you love to color?
Do you love to
play
color?
Music, listen to music, dance?
Yeah. So whatever that is that you actually care about, you know, when you do those things, what do you notice? You notice yourself being in the flow. And when you're in the flow, you're going to notice that your mind, when you tune into it, is going to be profoundly more still.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so, you know, if we can keep this in mind, to focus on activities and experiences that bring us joy and bring us a sense of fulfillment. In other words, things that bring you to life, right?
Right.
And listen to that. Things that bring you to life.
That bring you into life.
Yeah. Life, you know, oftentimes we think life happens to us. Mm-mm. But it actually happens for us.
And through us.
And through us.
We are creators of life.
Right.
So, the life that we want to live and create.
So what are those things that bring you to life? What are those things that bring me to life? To focus on those, it can significantly improve your overall well-being, and that leads to increased happiness, higher life satisfaction, and guess what? Better mental health, greater motivation to achieve your goals, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
There was a study done in 2019, and it said that it fosters a more positive and engaged lifestyle by aligning your energy with what truly matters to you. Mm. So, you know, I think that is something that we would do well.
I think sometimes in this hustle, you know, get work done culture that we've created, do more in order to get more, right?
Right.
We can get so lost in the weeds, you know, and I have clients come in who are, you know, stuck in the everyday mundane, you know, I got to pay bills, I got to do this, got to do that. And I often ask them, okay, well, when's the last time you experienced joy?
Yeah.
Or like, what's something that you enjoy for yourself?
Right.
What do you enjoy to playing with?
Right.
Right. And it's so important that we frequently check in with that with ourselves, because when we bring an experience and make joy for ourselves, that's how we can bring joy and light to everyone else around
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. You know, we've got the holiday season just around the corner, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of people focus on giving gifts.
Yes,
right.
Right.
And that's great. That's fine.
That's part of our traditions, right?
I hope that you will also consider the gifts that you're giving to yourself.
Your true presence.
That's it. That's it.
And our true and full presence is that of embodied joy.
Yeah.
You know, being fully there for ourselves is a state of heart opened joy and gratitude, right?
Right.
Because when we practice...
And it's interesting, Lauren, that the traditional kickoff of the holidays,
yes,
in our
exactly.
culture, in the United States, in the American culture, mm-hmm. the kickoff of the holidays is a day dedicated to gratitude.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, now, we don't have to only give thanks on one day.
No.
I mean, I hope we can do it continuously
mm-hmm.
because it'll improve your life.
Overall.
Yeah.
Completely. I mean, through the eyes, that was our quote. We do a quote of the day with our young man each morning, right?
Yeah.
And the quote of the day this morning was something like, through the eyes of gratitude, everything becomes a miracle.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's true.
Absolutely.
And that's the importance of focusing on what brings you joy and flow, because in that, then you're grateful, right? You're automatically grateful for what brings you joy.
Absolutely.
And then that can flow over into the rest of life.
Right. You know, sticking with focus.
Mm-hmm. Are you focused on focus?
I'm focusing on focus for a little while.
Right.
And that leads me to the second thing, which is how many of us focus so much on what we dislike around us, mm-hmm. and will even, you know, try to resist. And, you know, what are we doing there? When we're doing that, there's a word for it. It's called complaining.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And so when we focus so much about the things that we dislike all around us, mm-hmm. and we just reactively attempt to resist. Mm-hmm. You know, literally, we're giving our power away.
Absolutely.
So let me turn that around. So when we stop focusing on what we dislike around us, mm-hmm. and practice non-resistance, mm-hmm. you know, okay, well, I'm dealing with this. Okay.
Right.
Let's go.
This is around me. And so now what?
And so just take the action that needs to be taken. Mm-hmm. What we're literally doing there is instead of disempowering ourselves, we're empowering mm-hmm. ourselves.
I think it's so important on this topic of focus to remember that truly one of our greatest currency is our energy.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we have phrases like pay attention, right? Because it's currency. It's true. What do kids want? They want your attention and your presence. And what do we truly want as humans? I don't think we grow out of that.
Right.
We want attention and presence.
Right.
And so where you place your attention, where you place your energy, where your focus goes, energy flows.
Right.
And so if you're focusing on all the negative things or things that you don't like, well, that's where you're giving out all your energy to all the things you don't like.
Yeah.
And so that's just important information to know.
Absolutely. You know, both you and I are pretty big processors.
Yeah.
And so when we experience something together, and most of the day we're together, so we
experience a lot of life together.
And then we discuss it, right? We discuss events immediately during or after they occur. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of a processor thing. I'm not so sure that we probably might need to really look at that, because when you're discussing events immediately during or after they occur, it forces the brain to relive mm-hmm. or rehearse the negative emotional response. And that creates a stronger association and memory, which may even exaggerate the influence of whatever took place, the emotional episode
right.
that took place. Sometimes it might be a good idea to give a little distance, to just say, okay, let's bracket this for a little while.
We gotta put this aside.
Let's put this aside
and do something we enjoy, right?
Yeah, and then we'll come back and we'll visit it. We'll set a time. We'll visit with it, mm-hmm. but we've put just a little bit of distance.
No need to re-traumatize ourselves immediately.
Absolutely not. No.
I mean, just to try to find a solution, because likely you're not going to find a solution immediately anyway, right? Especially not from the traumatized state.
Right.
Quote unquote. I'm using that lightly, right?
And there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time
for
trauma.
We have all the time.
All the time in the world. We are, we're talking today on strategies for living about, you know, if you can master these skills, you can become the calmest person in the room. We're going over some of them today, right here on Strategies. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely,
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and we're talking today about if you master these things, you can calm your life. Maybe even be the calmest person in the room, right?
Don't make overstating promises here. Okay. We're offering skills that can maybe get you a little calmer.
Okay,
if you practice them.
I won't oversell.
We might be getting some calls later.
Yeah, really. All right, so we've talked about focusing only on pursuits that bring joy into your life. I mean, you may have to do other things,
right?
But really focus on those things that bring joy into your life. Complain less. We've talked about that. How about this? Now, some people are going to say, what did you say? Take your thoughts less seriously.
Amen.
What did you say?
Yeah.
Take your thoughts less seriously. But wait a minute, David. Lauren, mm-hmm. I thought you guys said we were supposed to tune into our thoughts.
Yeah, but don't take them for fact.
Yeah.
That's what that means, right?
Yeah.
I mean, don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
In terms of being able to distance yourself from your thoughts allows you to detach, right?
Well, a lot of people, you know, after they begin to do something like meditation, let's mm-hmm. say, where they're really observing their thoughts from a perspective that is, they stay detached, mm-hmm. okay?
Right.
Some of those people say later, I wish I'd known a lot earlier in my mm-hmm. life how much nonsense mm-hmm. is in my thoughts.
Right.
Too many of us take our thoughts as the gospel truth of how our lives should be lived. And, you know, thoughts are approximations, and not every single one of our thoughts needs to be listened to, mm-hmm. you know? That's part of what we have to figure out in life.
I kind of liken thoughts to a radio station.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because our mind and our entire bodies, by the way, too. I mean, they're simply receivers.
Right.
Right. They're very sophisticated receivers, but they're receivers nonetheless.
Okay.
Right. And so you can dial if you do practices like mindfulness or meditation, you are able to watch your thoughts go by.
Right.
Which means you're not them.
Right.
Which means you have the power to tune into or latch on to whichever ones you see fit. Again, this goes back to the incredible power of your focus and attention.
Right.
Right. Right. I mean, kind of, I also like the metaphor of the thoughts as actors on a stage, right?
Right, right.
And so you have the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
You get to choose which thoughts stay in the spotlight and for how long.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really that it's that simple. It's not easy.
It's not easy, but it's simple.
If you're able to, you know, rethink it. Think again.
Yeah.
And play with your thoughts in that way. Notice I said play.
Right.
Okay. We're not taking it seriously.
Yeah.
But when you're able to play with your thoughts that way, then you realize the power that you have.
Right.
And the true creative power then that you have.
I interviewed years ago a lady by the name of Byron Katie.
Mm, yes.
And one of her books is titled Loving What Is. Mm-hmm. But she has a concept of questioning the things, especially the thoughts that bring us a lot of stress, right?
Yeah.
It's a form of inquiry, mm-hmm. if you will. And, you know, she proposes four simple questions. So the first question is, and you take zero in on whatever thought you're focusing on,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
So question one is that true? Well, you know, of course, my immediate reaction is, well, heck yeah, it's true. I thought it, didn't I? Okay, here's question two. Do you absolutely know for sure that thought to be true? Now, if most of us are honest with ourselves, that makes us step back on a lot of things that we think. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm not absolutely 100% sure. Okay, so now we've got some questions.
Some wiggle room.
Some wiggle room.
Yeah.
Question number three is, when you think that thought, what happens? Mm-hmm. Especially what happens inside of you?
Yeah.
What happens?
Feeling-wise, physically and emotionally.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
And question number four, where would you be in life without that thought? So those are four pretty simple questions.
Pretty simple, but pretty powerful.
And they're impactful. Pretty profound questions.
Yeah.
And Byron Katie, and I won't go into her story because if you're interested, get her book, mm-hmm. Loving What Is. She's written several others beside it, but in Loving What Is, she tells her story about how miserable she was until she discovered this method of inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
And now she teaches quite elegantly other people to use, her methodology for bringing a lot more peace and calm into their life. Another thing you can do is avoid looking for validation.
Mm.
Man, we do this a bunch in our society.
That one's a tough one to break, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah. So, you know, and the need is actually even rooted in a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That and the lie is that other people have the power to raise my self-esteem. so if I'm out there looking for validation outside of me, I've got a lie going. The whole foundation of that is a lie, right? Yeah.
Well, so I don't mean to be technical here, but I would differentiate between self-esteem and self-worth. People may be able to impact your self-esteem, but not your self-worth.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Well, how would you define that a little bit? Unpack that.
So I've come to think about this, and this is kind of a recent thing that I've thought about. It's the idea that self-esteem is kind of our confidence and in our ability to do things on a daily basis. And it can change.
Right.
It's pretty variable throughout the day. I may feel more confident in myself, you know, in the next minute versus in an hour or so, right?
And
people's validation can impact that. Again, it can based on our beliefs and if we allow it.
Right.
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 But self-worth is an inside job.
Right.
Self-worth is something very internal. And, you know, if we really go in and dive in to that self-worth, that's untouchable.
So you're saying that in terms of self-worth, mm-hmm. really the only validation you need is the compassion that's going to naturally arise from within yourself.
Yes. Well, and from your, you know, from the beyond you, the greater you, whatever
right.
you want to call that,
the
God,
bigger you,
the universe,
yeah.
higher
yeah.
self,
right.
You know, your guides, whatever you want to call that, your greater connectedness.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, from just up the road in Arkansas, a young man by the name of Glenn Campbell came from Delight, Arkansas,
which is
just up the road.
Delightful, ain't it?
And it is. And, you know, Glenn Campbell had a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
One that he had that is one of my favorites
mm-hmm.
is not really a huge hit of his. It's called Less of Me.
Yes.
And it's a great song.
And a little less
of me. Actually, he recorded one version of it with Bobby Gentry, who was, I think, had kind of a one-hit wonder, the Ode to Billy Joe, you know. Some people, if they're old enough, will remember the 3rd of June, another something Delta Day.
Okay.
yeah. Anyway, Glenn Campbell and Bobby Gentry recorded a duet of Less of Me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the next thing that I think can increase our calm. Thinking a little less about yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time thinking about ourselves, especially, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with
I think
taking
I think,
care of our physical needs.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But I think we could possibly, you know, most of us could say, well, we might tend to go overboard with that.
I think these two are about a very, you know, very careful balancing act that is learned over perhaps a lifetime, right? The balance between not seeking external validation, being able to validate yourself, and thinking less of you.
Right.
Less of little you versus the greater you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And the greater you, I think, is about what you're going to create in the world.
Right.
Which
then I guess technically impacts others, right? Which is thinking less of you and more of others.
And really how you can help other people, how you can help yourself and how you can help other people. And it turns out those two are related.
Absolutely.
And so
I truly think there's a reason, you know, that the golden rule is the way it is. You know, treat others the way that you would treat yourself well.
Right.
Because on a spiritual and even metaphysical level, we're all one anyway.
Right.
You and I are the same. And so the way you treat you is the way you treat me.
Is the way, yeah, yeah. So, you know, again, some of these may seem, you guys are kind of stretching me the today with some of these. And, you know, yeah.
That's our job.
That's our job.
Hope so.
And especially like with the think less of me and think, you know, don't take my thoughts so seriously.
That one and that alone can be an incredibly powerful way towards more a calmer state of being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any one of these, you know, I wouldn't tackle more than one at a time if you haven't done any one of these. Right.
Right.
And that might be overkill. That might leave you less calm if you try to do them all, right?
pick on one or two and
start practicing.
Start practicing and, you know, see what happens.
Mm.
Yeah. And see if your life doesn't get a little bit more calm. Talking about ways to shift what psychology can teach us about some skills to be the calmest person. Focusing only on pursuits that bring joy to your life, complaining less, taking your thoughts a little less seriously, avoiding looking for validation, and maybe thinking a little bit less about yourself. That's what we've done so far. We've got more. Stay with us. More strategies to come.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive. With flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference
Balanced Wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's. TheBalancedLife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking today about, what does psychology offer us about calm? You want to be the calmest person in the room, or at least working towards that? Well, think about the skills that we're talking about today. Think about developing these skills, and you're going to get there. So if we haven't already upset the apple cart, you know, one of the things that we have to understand is that we're all flawed.
Absolutely.
And we're all flawed, and we all have flaws. So one of the things that we can do to increase our calmness is accept the flaws. And that's very possible. And you know, we talk a lot about forgiveness. So we talk about the importance of forgiveness all the time.
Absolutely. Because it's that important.
So forgiving yourself is something we should forgive ourselves and everybody else every day. It's like wouldn't want to go a day without a shower. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go a day without forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know, because you know what happens if you skip a day with the shower and the bath. Well, kind of on an emotional and psychological basis, that's what happens when we don't forgive daily.
Well, yeah. And the beautiful transformative part of accepting our flaws, right, is that once we accept the flaws, do they become a part of us, and can we actually have the power to change them?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as we consider them flaws, we shove them down and we turn away, and ironically, we continue to repeat whatever the flaw is, right?
Right.
And so that's...
So you're saying accept it, mm-hmm, and just move on.
Right. And actually, there's a song I like, and it says, let me think if I can get the lyrics right. It's, I no longer think of my mistakes as a shovel by a grave. Okay. Mm. Because each one whittled down a part of me I wasn't proud of.
Mm. Hmm.
Right. And so it's about being able to see each of your flaws as actually a stepping stone towards your becoming.
Right.
Because anybody, especially anybody in the recovery, group, right, can attest to your flaws become your greatest gifts to the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm. Because by your endurance of whatever flaw or hardship it is, you're able to then help others through the same.
Absolutely. Help yourself and help others. Also, we need to understand the mind-tension connection.
Okay.
All right. So here's the deal. The more you have on your minds, the more stress you feel.
Right.
And you know this because you feel awful when you've got the volume of your thinking is high, like when you worry.
Right.
You know, that you know, takes it up to the highest notch. And most people try to use their thoughts to calm down. So they try to think positive thoughts and, you know,
think more thoughts, noise.
They believe it's relieved at the mindset level. And here's the deal. It isn't.
No.
The gateway to calmness, true calmness, is the access is through the physical.
It's through the
body.
Yep.
So relax the body and your mind will still. So
this is the power of tons of somatic practices like yoga, qigong, tai chi, or even just going out for a walk or exercise. I mean, how many people, you know, can attest, you know, oh, I was stressed out and so I went for a jog, or I went to the gym and it was better. Well, that's that mind-body connection.
Just doing some simple progressive relaxation. Particularly begin at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because the muscle tension that we a lot of times store in our jaw, in our neck, in our shoulders.
Yes.
I don't know what the percentage is, but it's very, very high.
Well, especially when you spend a lot of time up there. And by up there, I mean in your head, right?
Right, absolutely.
One of my, that's a top-down process. One of my favorite kind of quick methods that, will often work is more of a bottom-up method, quite literally.
Yep.
Is, you know, if I find myself real heavy in the head in terms of thinking and overthinking, I try to bring my attention to the bottom of my feet.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, because that's a great energy center, but it's also where we can feel grounded.
And I was going to say, the bottom of your feet is touching the floor, touching the earth. If you're outside, that's grounding.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right.
So that makes total sense.
And it gets you as far away from that head as possible, right? And, you know, as soon as you do that, it's interesting because then the tension in your face begins to lessen once you bring your attention down.
There's a lot of, if you just Google progressive relaxation, you'll find lots of YouTube videos and probably other, even some apps out there that you can download for free that will
or help guided you, meditations or on YouTube.
Yeah. Right. That will help you do progressive relaxation. And again, the moving, you can't outthink the thoughts of stress.
Yeah.
The gateway is through the body.
You know, and I have to wonder how many of us kind of were shoved down. Like there were things that we did with our body as kids, just kind of instinctually to rid ourselves of that mental energy.
Right.
You know, and I'm talking about just randomly, you know, shaking your leg or getting up and jumping up and down or, you know, things that as we grew into adults, we shut down all of a sudden. But those were, that was the bodily intelligence, right?
Right.
And so to be able to slowly come back to the body's intelligence by asking, you know, coming into your body, into your heart and saying, what is it that you need to do and do that?
And do,
no matter how ridiculous it seems or feels, right?
Right.
Being able to shake or whatever.
Seeing the connection between putting garbage in, feeding ourselves physically, quote unquote garbage, and feeling terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s potential appointment.
Yep.
The appointment's been made. We'll see what happens. But it's already got a lot of us focused on, okay, well, what are we consuming?
I think that is such an important aspect of our society and our culture that really needs to be looked at.
Yeah. And again, this is not taking anybody's freedom away.
No.
It's about information. Mm-hmm. It's about becoming more aware of what we're putting into our bodies, particularly the things that are added as preservatives and additives to our food.
And once you know what some of those preservatives, those colorants are made from, friend.
We may do a show or two on those.
I think we need reminding of what it is we're putting in our bodies.
And last but not least, you know, real quickly here under the wire at the end, responsibility. Taking full responsibility for yourself.
Ooh.
A lot of people do a lot of the blame thing, right?
Pointing one finger, but there's four back at you.
There's four back at you. And we would do well to remember that, taking full responsibility for ourselves as much of the time as we can possibly do that. All of these things can lead you to become perhaps the calmest person in the room. We'll be back here on Strategies. Stay with us. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day. Makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for Living. We're talking about the things that we might consider to become more calm in our life. And man, who doesn't... Who of us doesn't want to do that, right?
A little more peace.
Yeah. What's your takeaway for today?
I think one of the biggest ones that stands out to me, and it's almost a summary of a lot of them, and that is the power of our attention and focus.
Yeah.
And whether that's putting our focus and attention on the outside world, on outside events, or even paying attention or being aware of what thoughts we are focused or giving attention to, right? So it's about focus and attention, both inward and outward.
And outward.
So if we want to cultivate a state of calm, I think, you know, we need to place our focus and attention on things that bring us joy or bring us to a state of calmness.
Yeah.
And that can be as simple as taking it a break in the day to bring to mind just something that makes you smile.
There you go.
Or that you're grateful for.
Yeah. Journaling is a wonderful practice.
Yes.
And I know we talk about it a lot, but
it's powerful.
It's powerful and it works. Mm-hmm. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you tuning in to Strategies for Living. We do this for you each and every day, and we can do it for you because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing,
roof, roof,
and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, well, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.